Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now
he says, happy Friday, happy Thursday, happy Wednesday. So I'm saying happy, what is it, Thursday. Why not? Why not? God is good. And God is greatly to be praised. So it is, every day is a happy day. Because we have a day, you know, if you think about it, you got a day to get it right. If God gives you breath for today, then there's hope for today. That's just the way our God rules. He said, I'll give you, back it up. He says, I'll give you new mercies day after day, new mercies. So whatever you did yesterday, whatever happened to you yesterday, it just doesn't make any difference. God said, I got new mercies for you today. He'll fight and defend you for today, whatever it is. And salvation comes to those who trust him. That's where our salvation comes. If we will wait and depend on the Lord, because he's an awesome God and he's a glorious God. And he says, God is the judge. He, the Lord, is our lawgiver. I'm reading out of my random scripture, Isaiah, the 33rd chapter and the 22nd verse. The lawgiver, he is our king. He will save us. And if you think about it, from that movie, which is pretty cool, from the movie Great Debate, there's a line in there. The Great Debate was about a bunch of, in that era, in that time, they were free to hang anybody at any time for any reason or for no reason. And they called it, there's a song that's written, it's called Strange Fruit, because they would be hanging from a fruit tree and burnt alive. And so here is this debate team of African Americans at that time who, you know, didn't have the privilege to be exposed educationally and scholastically to the things that the other cultures were, and they were winning all the debates. And the people were saying, this is a shame. How can they be winning? They even changed the name because they said they can't beat us, but they were. And so there's a line from that play that says, who is the judge? And it says, God is the judge. Why is God is the judge? Because he decides who wins and who loses. And here you are in this 33rd verse of chapter, rather, of Isaiah, and the 22nd verse, and it says right here, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, and he will save us. He makes all the decisions. There is nothing that God cannot and will not do for his people that serve him, that love him. And that brings up, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Dr. Cassandra McDonald and pastor of CAST Ministries, Caring and Sharing Spirituality. And our theme for the year, I love to work thematically, is armored up with my six pack in 2016. Ready! Receive expectations, anticipate developing you. That's what we're about this year. And we use for reference in the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter, putting on the whole armor of God. If you arm yourself, arm then dangerous with what God has given us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is how God formats. But you have to do his thing and not your, you know, who wrote it, James? It's your thing, do what you want to do. No, not. Not if you want all the joys and all the promises and all the greatness of our God. No, don't do your thing. Do what God's telling you to do. Don't do you. Don't do you as a human entity, because really we're not. We are made by him. We are precious in his sight. And that brings us to an announcement I'd like to make. Tomorrow and Saturday, we're having a workshop from 9 to 3. If you don't feel that your child can miss school on Friday for this incredible workshop, you can come on Saturday and register as you come in. Partnered with a company out of Columbus, You Will Rise. And what they do is they do art to bring up the self-esteem to those who have been bullied. And so she wanted to integrate with the autism community. And so she chose Cast Mind to do so. So Friday and Saturday from 9 to 3, we'll have that workshop. And then Sunday is open to the public to view the artwork. And that's from 3:30 to 5:30. Contact number is 888-204-4260.
877, or you can put my name in and just Google it and stuff will come up, but it's 888-204-4277. So it'd be worth your trip to come. It will be worth it. God, that's so awesome. So that's what's happening here. And it brings us into how God created and what he intended, what God's wishes were for us when he made us. He says, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But that can only happen when you choose him as the head. As the scripture says, you know, the Lord is our judge. So you don't fear anyone else, and you don't develop fear because of what someone else says, because they're not your judge. God is the judge. He's also the lawgiver, and he is our king. There's not another king that reigns above our king. So our subject today segues right into it. I love God. I'll just keep saying, Lord, you're so smart. I just ran them a scripture each day. I like to see what God wants me to see. And I ran them this right before I came on. And of course, it fits because that's our God. He knew. You know, it's so cool that when incidents happen in your life and you can say, huh, God planned this before he put the stars in the sky. And he tells you, he knew you before you were, he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Where were you before you were in the room? You are in and on his mind. That's why it's so pertinent that we get the mind of Christ and let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But think about that. He says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Now, the only way you got into your mother's womb is that the sperm from semen connected with an egg and it entered into a womb. So before your mother and your daddy got together, God, that's just blowing me out of the water here. God said, I knew you. And if he knew us, then he knows everything that there is to know about us. Leave no stone unturned. Everything. He says, I know your thoughts before you think them. Because that's who we serve. And our subject is the unlimited power of God. There's no way you can fathom the mind of God. You just get with the program and roll with it because it works. Oh my goodness, it works. He has unlimited power. He's infinite. No way with our finite mind can we even comprehend. It's impossible. But you know what? We don't have to. Yay. That's not something we were charged or mandated or challenged. He said, just trust me. Woo, hallelujah. I got the power. And guess what the subtopic is? You got the power. Because he said, greater is he that is in you than is in the world. And he always uses these ultimate big terms, greater, and that sort of, kind of. And he says, and greater works shall you do than me. Because he has gone away and sent back his power to dwell in us. That's what God has done. He has sent back his power. So we've got the power. Only thing we have to do is take our mind and be willing to receive his mind. And the scriptures that I chose, an Old Testament scripture I chose was Exodus, the 3rd chapter, 14th verse. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel. And so when they asked, well, who told you anything? He said, tell them I am that I am. Well, that's clear. Woo! And I am has sent me unto you. And in the New Testament, I chose John, 1st chapter and 1st verse, and then drop to the 8th verse through the 14th. I'll just read through them quickly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So you ain't nothing. How do they say you ain't said nothing but a word? Is that how that little thing goes? Well, we were in His mind, and we were the Word. We were part of that spoken word, because He spoke everything into being. And the 8th verse says, He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh unto the world. 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. So there you see right there that Jesus is God in the flesh. He said He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and yet the world knew Him not. He can't love it. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. Wow. 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on His name. Wow. Wow. Let me read that. That's a whoo. 12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave power. So you've got the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But as many as received Him, to them He gave power, become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on His name. You got the power. Know that you have the power. What are you going to do with all this power? Use that. Use it. It's like going grocery shopping. Put all the groceries away. Shelves are filled. Refrigerators filled. Freezers full. And then you say, I have nothing to eat. Really? You're right. You do not have anything to eat. But if you prepare something, you will have something to eat. It's not going to jump out the refrigerator, wash yourself in the sink, jump up on the stove, prepare. You are going to have to do a little bit of something, something. But it's in there. It's already there. It's already prepared. He said, if you receive Me, read the Word of God. He said, it's so simple. A wayfaring fool, I always said, would understand it, but that is not what the scripture said. I went back and read it. It said, would not err. That means somebody doesn't have enough sense to have an address and is a wanderer, like a gypsy, will not make a mistake once he's read this word. I mean, like, really? That's what it said. I didn't write it. He said, will not err. You will not err. Oh, my goodness. How do you do that? Read the word. Believe the word. Receive the word. Then do it. You know, action. Action speaks louder than words. Yeah, exactly. Action. God's spoken, things happen. Same thing with us. We have the power to do that, to speak, and things happen. If you believe, I was in Detroit last weekend, and I promise you I got so lost, and I was trying to get on Southfield Freeway 39 going back south, and you can't make left-hand turns on Grand River, and there's like three streets that come together, and I kept getting turned around. It was dark at night. I just didn't know what to do, and I mean, I just kept turning around, and I just, you know, finally I ended up in a neighborhood. I'm like, oh, this is because this car told me go down here, and da, da, da. So obviously I did something wrong. I said, oh, great. I'm in a neighborhood with trees and cars and houses. I don't see anything. So I said, well, let me turn right. So I said, I don't know if that's the direction. That's south. So I just made a right-hand turn random. And I came behind a car that was at the end of the corner. Still within the neighborhood. Couldn't see the lights of the big street or anything, let alone the expressway I needed. I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, I commanded this car in front of me. It is going on M39 South. That's all I've got to say. I'm sick of being lost. You will go. Now, you know, it sounds like I'm doing a big deal, right? Nah, I'm not. Because God says, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. He knew way back then that I would be here at this moment. I would be lost in disparity. And I will say to this car, you are going on the expressway. Me saying that only released my faith to believe that. But God had already planted that car and proposed for that car to go on the expressway because he knew I would drive up behind them and I would say, in the name of Jesus, you're going on the expressway. Yeah, I didn't make the man in the car change his mind. It wasn't like that at all. But God had already fixed it because he couldn't be in it. He knew I would trust him to take care of me at that moment. God plants things and puts things in front of us to help us because he already knows our thoughts. I can't tell you how I've been in places because I travel a lot. And sometimes, so you know, the GPS is or is not working or just got your ding batting around. And I'll stop and say, okay, which car should I ask, Lord? Because whoever asks, they are going to get in their car and take me there. Several times. They'll say, just follow me. I'll take you there. And I'm like, wow, thank you, Jesus. Did I have the powers I have on my faith and what I speak? But God already has them there. He's already solved all the problems. Literally, the solutions are there. Waiting for you to, it's like a match. You ignite that match, bam, there's fire. Now you can look at that match all day long, say fire, 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 and nothing will happen. But the moment you take that match, and is that right, crack? Yeah, match, and you strike, you hear that igniting. And I've done some testing with that because I wanted to have my students learn how to find that their hearing. I said there's a three sound process in lighting a match. When you initially hit the strip, when you drag it, and when the little explosion happens, I said listen for three sounds. So, but that's how we ignite our faith. Ooh, think about that. You have the thought, and then you have the process of saying the thought, and then the visualization of seeing the manifestation of that thought. So you hear it in your mind, you say it, and then you see it. It's real simple, actually. And God's already done it, see? So it's not a matter of you going, oh, Lord, are you listening? Will you hear me? Is this really going to happen? It's none of that. He's already done it. The only thing he's waiting, cool that pop. It's for you to the ignition, for you to ignite that processing. That's the only thing that God is waiting on because he's already set it up to happen. I mean, wouldn't it be, and it should be, just totally magnificent because it's the truth? Everything you can think about, no matter what the thought is, it just doesn't matter what it is. God's already completed it completely. Woo! He cannot and he will not fail. I mean, he cannot and he will not, no matter what you say. I remember when I learned about fleecing and learning about the connection of power that we have with God. I'm like, I was reading about Gideon. I'm like, man, if that works for him, I'm going to try this out because this is pretty cool. So I said, well, I want to think of something really hard. So let me see. Okay. 2 weeks from now on a Wednesday at 2:00, this person's going to call. I was going to purchase a keyboard for the church, which was at that time for me a grave responsibility. Because this person, you know, I had met when I was performing, supposedly knew this, blah, 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 and I just didn't want to get a sour deal. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to fleece. 2 weeks from now, on a Wednesday at 2:00, he's going to call. I said, huh, that's a hard one. Man, That's hard. Okay. So if he calls 2 weeks from now on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock, then I know I'm to trust him to get this keyboard. I kind of really forgot. that's human. Oh boy. Thank God I forgot. And Jesus. So 2 weeks on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock, I got a phone call. I almost passed out. I had to catch my stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I can ask God with specificity. I can be very specific. I'm like, okay, God, it's like, weren't you busy? Or, you know, how did you take out time for? He says, above anything you can ask or think. Anything you can ask or think. I can do more abundantly. You, as a human being, with that little finite self, we can sit down for a week and just write, 24, don't sleep, whatever. And you still couldn't come up with the abundance of the unlimited power of God. Now, that's an impossibility. Scientists have discovered there are other universes, and there's just one planet that spits out diamonds. Do you hear me? Diamonds. That's the throw off. While we're sitting here thinking we're supposed to struggle day to day to make ends meet, when God's saying, I'm your shepherd. You don't have to want. Release your power of faith. Salvation is free. And salvation is freedom. Release what you have. When you release fear, then you can hear. That's one of my little statements. Fear is a blocker. It's just a blocker. And you have to pronounce, I'll give this example, and our time's almost up. But there was a bishop soul that I met while I was in Israel, and he gave this testimony, very simple. He said that his wife was having this baby, and they were having trouble with the baby coming out. And he said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know you are the healer. You can fix this. My God. This is the time when we need you. Your servant is calling upon you, Lord, for you to do this and you to help. Because the doctor had told him, if she doesn't dilate in an hour, we're taking the baby. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you made this body. I mean, he went on with that type of prayer. Finally, he says, well, that's not working. I think I should change my prayer and say something else. Because I've been pleading for hours now and nothing has happened. It said, let the weak say, I am strong. Decree and declare a thing, and it shall be. So he says, all right, let me change this prayer. In the name of Jesus, I command you, little girl, to come out. Your daddy's hungry. Your daddy wants to eat. Your mama's tired. You need to come on out. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree this thing to be. I mean, he just used the scriptures there, if you care to use them. And that's what he did. The doctor came back. The baby was ready. And the baby proceeded to come right on out. And they did not have to do a C-section with this baby. He said, not sweating, not anything, just using the word of God. We have that power. He said, you shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, Acts 1:8. Providing you got the Holy Ghost, I hope you did the elementary thing of having your sins washed away in Jesus' name and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the Spirit of God, by evidence of speaking in tongue, read the 10th chapter of Acts. I hope you are in the 19th chapter as well. Read it. Read the word is there. But don't live the... You have the power because you hooked up with the ultimate power of God. Be blessed. Woo!